Well, without proceeding further, it seems to me we can eliminate the standard reasons from consideration. They cannot be the reasons and the motive for what's going on pretty elementary grounds. In fact, if we begin to explore, we find a rather ugly story. What is left? You know, what is left is what should come to mind at once when anybody mentions the word Middle East. When you mention that word, what comes to mind is oil. Right? It should come to mind. Back in the 1940s, the United States recognized that region, the Arabian Peninsula, the Persian Gulf, to be what they called a stupendous source of strategic power, the greatest material prize in world history, you know, the strategically most important area in the world, and just kind of going off into outer space. And of course, that meant the U.S. has to control it. That meant kicking out our rivals, France, and marginalizing Britain. They're allowed to play a secondary role as long as they're properly obedient, and kind of loyal attack dog. But essentially, the U.S. is going to control it. You don't give up the greatest material prize in world history and a stupendous source of strategic power. So the U.S. has to control it. Well, that's a problem because there are people in the region and they get out of hand and sometimes they want to benefit from their own resources and so on. So there's constant conflict. This issue is very serious right now. Right now, at the moment, there's an oil glut. You know, you go to the gas station and the prices are lower in real terms than they've been since the Second World War. And the oil price is low. And so that's one reason why it's beneficial to the United States to keep Iraqi oil off the market. The United States does not want the oil price to go too low. It's always wanted it to stay within a range, not too high because that would be harmful to U.S. manufacturers and so on, but not too low because that's harmful to the U.S.-based, to the energy producers, which are mostly U.S.-based, either U.S. or British mainly. And their profits go down. And furthermore, the petrodollars, the money that's gotten from selling oil flows, a lot of it flows right back here. U.S. Treasury securities, big construction projects, military production, and so on. And that flow has to be maintained. So you don't want the oil price to go too low. Temporarily, at least, it's a good idea to keep Iraqi oil off the market because if it went on, the price would go even lower, and that's not good. The other problem with Iraqi oil is that the inside track right now on developing Iraqi oil is held by France and Russia, not by U.S.-based majors. We don't want that. So, for the moment at least, keeping Iraqi oil from being developed is a wise, from some point of view, wise project.